Well, today we're going to balance that out because don't know is a really good skill to have, but because there's so much we don't know, it can be important, or it is important, to also take care of ourselves. Self-care. Well, self-care is a balance for everything. We should be doing it anyway, but I'd like to do those two together, don't know, and then some sort of self-care. And so we're going to be looking at some emotional. I was going to say, we're going to be looking at some emotional issues. That's not right. We're going to be looking at emotions today as our issue. This is. We've done a nurture positive, a focus on positive techniques before, and this is going to sort of fall into that category. First, I want to ask, does everyone know how to do chat on Zoom?
I haven't done it.
Okay, you're on your iPad, right?
Right.
I'm not sure how it works on the iPad, but do the rest of you know how to do it?
Yes.
Okay, so Marilyn, if you want to just, what we're going to be doing is brainstorming. So you can just say things,
Okay.
type them in for you. But
Okay.
if you can see a thing that says chat, if you can open that, then you'll be able to see what the rest of us are doing. Do you see chat there?
More, wait,
It ends
more.
up being kind of like Messenger.
Oh yeah, I do. I got a reference to where it said chat.
Okay, good. So, what I want to do to start off is just brainstorm with things that you would like to experience more, positive emotions, character traits, other things like that. Like, I want to be happier. I want to be more compassionate. Anything at all, just brainstorm and put it here in the chat, and we'll do that for a minute or two. And Marilyn, if you think of some things, you can just shout it out and I'll type them in for you.
Okay. Productive.
And can you all see them popping up there? We've got joy, peace, patience, in love with Mother Earth, energetic in the morning. Nice. Anything else coming to mind? Okay, this is a great start. If you think of other things, you can throw them in there until we do our next brainstorming. Things that we would like to be more of, and it's probably would be easier to make a list of things we want to be less of or experience less of, but we're not going there today.
Yes.
But I do want to check. Has anyone seen that movie, Inside Out?
Is that a comedy?
It was this lovely animation.
Oh, no.
Okay. None of you have seen it? I totally recommend it. It's a few years old now. But if you want a feel-good movie, this is it. What you see here is inside the protagonist's head. She's a teenager and she has these different emotions. So you see her over on the left, you've got the red guy, he's anger. Next to him is disgust. In the middle is joy. Next to her is fear. And next to him is sadness. And in the movie, some things happen that cause emotions to come up in the girl's mind. And these characters are always fighting to get to the control panel, to push the buttons and turn the knobs and stuff. And whichever character manages to do that, that's the emotion that comes up in her. And this, they actually researched with some, I guess, some psychologists and neuroscientists. And it turns out that this is, it's very simplified, but it's actually a pretty accurate way that the mind works. I think I've read that this sort of represents the limbic system, that the different emotions fight with each other and try and get control of your mind. And, you know, sometimes one is totally in control and sometimes they're all pushing around. And you probably experience that with your own emotions. You know, sometimes your anger is just taking over, even though part of you is, you know, trying to be joyful or, you know. But what I like about this image is that there's all these different knobs and buttons, and depending on which ones get pushed and turned, you get your different emotions. And we can actually learn how what the knobs and buttons are for us that cause different emotions to come up. So on the negative side, obviously, we've all got triggers and we know things to avoid, but there's also things that will trigger positive emotions. So one of the things we're going to do tonight is explore and discover what the knobs and buttons are in each of us individually. And then we can create sort of different combinations, like recipes, to create the emotions that we want to come up.
Did you say that was on Netflix?
I'm not
no.
sure. On.
You said a movie. Where was the movie that you saw it?
I actually saw it in the cinema.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure you'll be able to find it. It's a very popular movie. And it's really charming.
Okay.
So let's next do some brainstorming. This time about your knobs and buttons. Think about things, and just on the positive side, think about things that you think about or that you do or that you eat or whatever that creates positivity for you. So, you know, I play with my cats. You guys play with your cats, and that makes me happy. So that would be something. You know, what else, what sorts of things do we do to make ourselves feel anything positive? Happy, loved, proud, confident, generous, and so on. Did you catch that, Deb, or do you want me to repeat it? You didn't hear it? Okay, so we're brainstorming again in the chat about what our own knobs and buttons are. So what things do we do or think about in order to feel better about things? Any sort of positive emotion. So I mentioned one that I like to... Oops, I only have one cat, but there's several cats between us all. There you go. Uncle Don says the same. So just brainstorm on what your... what things make you...
take care of plants, my plants.
Okay.
Look forward to a new food.
And the anticipation. Or eating it.
Yeah, both, actually.
Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Excellent. Let's keep on brainstorming here. Oh, I know. Coco by the fire. Nice, laughing, pleasing someone. These are great. Lots of things we can do that make us feel good. But there's this thing called the negativity bias, which you've probably all heard of, right? I'll just read you a quote. Negativity bias, this is from WellMind website, in case you want the reference. The negativity bias is our tendency not only to register negative stimuli more readily, but also to dwell on these events, also known as positive-negative asymmetry. So that is the human tendency, we all do it, both to notice the negative more than we notice the positive, and to think on it more, to dwell on it. It's what comes up when we look back. There might be equal parts, positive, negative, but we tend to go to remember or to notice the negative. Now, the positive is just as powerful, but we don't notice it. So all of these things we've just written here, how often do we do these? We laugh, we walk in the woods, but then we get to the end of the day and think, oh, all those terrible things that happened, instead of the positive things that happened. So fortunately, the negativity bias can be balanced with training. We can train ourselves to be more aware of the positive. We can train ourselves to be just generally more positive. And there's actually a course at Yale University now that they've created since COVID about ways of taking care of yourself in this situation. And ways of maintaining positivity. And one of the things that they have found is most important is kindness. So I've got another quote here, and you've heard me talk about this before, how kindness to other people is good for us. But this is from this professor at Yale, I think. Sonia Lyubomirsky, or something like that, finds that intentional acts of kindness toward others can be the best way to make yourself happier. And in times of physical distancing, this might take virtual forms, giving someone a compliment on social media or giving someone a call or blah, blah, blah. But just like Uncle Don said, making someone feel good so they smile is actually good for us. We are going to do a little exercise in kindness towards each other. And what we're going to do, let me just clear my screen here. We're going to start with this is an exercise that they use in improv classes, which I've been taking. So we're going to warm up with that just to get the hang of it, and then we're going to go into this kindness thing. So what the game is that you have a ball. So I start with a ball, and I'm going to throw it to someone right through the camera, and I'm going to say your name so you know who's getting it. So Uncle Don. And then Uncle Don grabs it out of the camera, says thank you. And
thank you.
Then throws it to whoever you want to give it to next.
Deborah.
Thank you. Marilyn.
Thank you. Uncle Don.
Thank you. Marilyn.
Thank you, Pez.
Oh, thank you. Okay, excellent. So you can really imagine receiving that and catching it. You're doing a great job of that. And imagine throwing it back. So it's really visceral. So now this ball is going to become a ball of positivity. So what you're going to do is you're going to say someone's name that you want to give it to, and then say what it is. So it can be anything positive. It can be a compliment. It can be just an emotion that we're wishing. So I can say, Deb, peace.
Ah, thank you. Uncle Don, joy.
Ah, bless you. That's wonderful. Marilyn, kittens.
Thank you. Thank you. Pez, love.
Oh, thank you for that. Uncle Don, joy.
Oh, wonderful. A wonderful wet summer in the woods, Marilyn.
Contentment. Now, am I supposed to say something about contentment now?
You have to choose who you're giving it to, but you can just give
contentment. Oh, okay, contentment. Deb.
Thank you. Happiness. Pez.
Oh, thank you. And Deb, more contentment.
Thank you. And walks in the snow. Uncle Don.
Cocoa made from dark chocolate. Pez.
Perfect. Loads and loads of wonderful fragrant flowers for Marilyn.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Let's see. I said contentment. Did we say peace? Peace?
You can do peace. And
okay. Uncle Don, peace.
Deb, a garden that gives you all the food you need. That is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Music, curling up and listening to music, Pez.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I'm going to put the ball down for now, but don't forget that it's there. That's nice. So just stop for a moment and feel your body and see what it feels like to have given and received. In addition to things like, I just feel really loved right now, I also feel like my whole upper body is sort of jittery and excited. Can you guys feel anything?
Mm-hmm. My heart is.
Yeah, though my heart is full.
Mm-hmm. Amazing to have that from a Zoom session.
So a little bit of wonder also. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like I want to just stop and do that some more. But we're going to move on just a little bit. Marilyn, I want to check. Do you have to go exactly at 7?
Well, give or take a little.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to one more thing that research has been discovering, actually for a long period of time, but it's coming into the fore again, which is that another thing that can cause us positive emotions is actually our body posture or a stance. So if everyone just slumps over and hang your head and close up your chest. Go ahead and give that a try. What does that feel like? Is that really pleasant?
No.
So now try sitting up straight. Put your shoulders back and open your chest out. How does that feel?
Feels strong. Yes.
Right. So how about if you want to, you can even get up for this or do it in your chair. But I'm going to demonstrate. I just learned this week. This is Wonder Woman pose. Feet firmly planted, hands on my hips. That feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Feel strong. How about a victory? Yes.
Yes. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. How does that feel? Is that good?
It's strong.
Mm-hmm. Strong, energizing.
Yeah. Even a stretch. Oh, it opens you up. And it feels physically good. Give you some pleasant So those are all some things that you can do. We've been brainstorming with positive things we'd like to feel and ways that we can sort of trigger that. And learning to recognize that we can have some control over that control board up in the brain or the limbic system or wherever it is. So let's just go over really quickly a few of the things that we've come up with that we can do, and then we're going to actually do them. We're going to come up with our own recipe for what we want to do to feel good. And we'll do some of it tonight, and then you can also make up some recipes for when you're not sitting in front of a computer, like dancing or whatever.
I was going to say dance.
So some of the things we talked about were thinking about things, thinking about fog in the forest, thinking about happy memories. And then there's things that we can do. We can play with our cats. We can listen to music. We can work in the garden. We can walk in the woods.
Reading, writing.
Yep.
Playing piano or whatever you have.
Whatever you have, yeah. And then there's that kindness issue. Being generous to others really feels good. We should have maybe have, I just thought of this, we could have done an experiment where two of us were always giving and two of us were always receiving, and then see how we both felt. And I would guess that there wouldn't be any difference. I would guess that it's just as pleasing to give to someone as it is to receive. So that's something we can do. We can do it physically, you know, giving someone a phone call or a smile or whatever. We can do it mentally just by imagining goodness, whatever we want to go to a person. And then there's the open stance. There's a strike a pose if you want to. All these different things we can do. And you can create your own recipes, combinations for different situations. And what we're going to be doing in a minute is just some positivity meditation where you get to do whatever you want. I'm going to guide you with just a little bit of structure. You know, we might start with the internal things we can think about, but then I'm going to just let the second part of it be do whatever you want. If you want to get up and strike a pose, if you want to do Wonder Woman, if you want to go grab some food that you like and just enjoy the pleasure in eating it. You know, I want us to be empowered to be able to be positive And I think we really are, because we've looked at all of these things that we can do that we do. But we have this bias towards not noticing that as much. So let's do it on purpose and notice it and remember that we've done it and see if we can't just raise our sort of base level of being happy or being content or being whatever we want to be by taking control of those knobs and buttons. So that is all I have to say specifically. And Marilyn, I'm sorry you can't stay with us. I understand that you need to go, but I would encourage you to try this.
I'll practice that with my meditation later on tonight.
Try different things, you know. I've taken to actually dancing in the morning, because not only does it make me feel nice inside, but it actually stretches out my back after a long night. You know, I wake up with a backache and I just dance for 5 minutes or so, and then it's all loosened up. So yeah, do it in your meditation, do it when you're not meditating. And we'll check back next week and see how that went.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, Marilyn.
Good night, Uncle Don.
Okay, so any comments or thoughts or things to add, or do you want to get right to it?
I just had memories about when I first was handing out the Peace Please stickers, and there were a lot of people wanted to give me something in return. And some of the gifts were things that I couldn't use. Meat sandwiches, because I'm vegan. One person gave me a reefer, and I felt really bad, but I dumped it in a dumpster because I didn't want to get arrested. The town had a really bad rep for that at that time. And I wasn't smoking any weed at that point in my life. With the meat sandwiches, with foods that I couldn't eat, I'd give them away to people. I'd pass them on. But people needed the pleasure of giving a gift back sometimes.
Yeah.
So I had to learn to accept that. I wasn't anticipating it.
Right.
It was difficult at times to accept a gift from people because I wasn't that accustomed to that at that point in my life.
But now you're seeing how receiving the gift is actually giving them the gift of being able to give you something. So by receiving it, they get the little charge of being generous.
I love giving people things.
I've since I don't shop so much anymore, I haven't done it for a while, but in the past, when I went grocery shopping, I would often get like an extra couple of things, whatever I happen to be getting, an extra bag of nuts or an extra banana or something, because there's always someone at the parking lot asking for food or money. And so I always had something I could give them. So yeah, generosity is a good thing. So you can think about those memories. I mean, even the power of memories can help us with this.